We are on Daf Nundalad Amud Beis, two lines from when the lines start getting wide. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Chayiv Adam L'shanes L'talmidai Arba Pa'amim. It before learned the Seder, HaMoshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael. It said, Seder Mishne Moshe Lomad Mipi Agvure Nichnas Arim B'shan Eloi Moshe Pirkoi. First, Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron, Nistalik Aaron, v'yoshev l'smel Moshe, nichnesu bono. V'shon ele Moshe pirkon, nistalku bono. Eloza yoshev l'yemin Moshe, v'yisoma l'smel Aaron. Rabbi Yehuda imel olam Aaron l'yemin Moshe choizel. And afterwards, Aaron went on the right side of Moshe. Nichnesu zekein, v'shon ele Moshe pirkon. Nistalku zekeinim, nichnesu kolom, v'shon ele Moshe pirkon. Nimzu biyad Aaron arbo, so Aaron heard from Moshe Rabbeinu four times how was said over, biyad bo nof shloisha, biyad eskeinim shnayim, biyad kolom echot. Nistalik Moshe, v'shonolem Aaron pirkoi. Nistalik Aaron, shonolem bonof pirkon. Nistalku bonof, shonolem zekeinim pirkon. Nimtze biyad akel arbo. So each one heard the limud four times. Mikan omar Rabbi Elazar, chayiv odem l'shanes l'talmidoi arbo ponim. One has to teach his Talmud four times. V'kal v'chayma. Uma arin. Marin, arin, had a merdika tfise. Shalomad mipi Moshe. And he learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe mipi agvure. So we don't have a musik, the klorkite that Moshe Rabbeinu had. And the dalga of arin. And he needed to learn four times. Kahedyet mipi hedyet al achas kamo v'kamo. This is Rabbi Elazar's memre. The stipler, Zechayin Avrochem Chayim, Chaye Oilam says, Chiyiv zeh lilmoy dalet pa'omim, einoy kechazore b'shvil lizker. This is not chazore. Four times is not chazore. The lezeh, for chazore, hutzuchu lishnois pirkei kuf pa'omim, kuf aleph pa'omim, that's the shir chazore. Ela hachazoro shel dalet pomim, to learn it over four times, kidei sheyovin heitev ma sheloma. This is called learning, to understand the etzem learning, so it takes four times for one to grasp the etzem learning. V'chol mi she'enei oisekein talmudei mi urofel v'yodoi. Everyone who doesn't learn at least four times one Gemara, so he didn't learn the Gemara yet, so everything is unclear. Rabbi Kiva Ima, so the Gemara says further, Rabbi Kiva said, Minayin shechayev odom lishanois litalmidoi ad sheyelamdenu, till he'll teach him. Shenema velimdo es b'nei Yisrael. So others say that this is Rabbi Kiva's chaylik. The shir is not four times. The shir is, that's the masho. The masho says, Shapoligar Rabbi Elazar, V'svirlei deleke shir shadalet pomim. Moshe shani, atzushtel, Moshe ta'aren was four times. V'afilu kuf pomim. So if I kept in learning goof, I mean, nayin, there's no shear of numbers. You have to see the kishrin of the Talmud and the kishrin of the Rebbe. And shechayim odem l'shanes l'talmidoi ad sheyelamdenu. Yelamdenu means till he'll understand it. In Shulchan Aruch it says, shayne v'chayzer hadovo kamo pa'omim, the Makir is Rabbi Kiva. Till he learns it, till he understands it, and you can't give numbers. Shenema volimdo es b'nei Yisrael. Uminayim ad shetehei sdura b'fiyem. Another halacha. It should be sdura b'fiyem. So the Marsha says, shkura b'fiyem. Shelo yitztarech lahaskiroi mitoich ha-sefer. The Talmud should learn it so much that he should not have to remind himself to look into Sefer Shkura Befi. Or perhaps Sdura Befi means, that asked him to say over from Rab Chaim. He once asked someone if he understands something, he say it over. So he said he understands it, but he can't say it over. So Rab Chaim says if you can't say it over, that's a symbol you don't understand it. That is a shir in the Havone, that one should be able to give it over. That's another, that's Vilim Desnei Yisrael is one possible. Then there's a Din Sima Befiyem. Uminayin Shechayiv Lahares Leiponim. Now, when one is teaching Torah, one is mechuyev to be mevayah. So, till now we were speaking about the etzem halachas, that they have to understand the etzem halachas. Minayim shechayiv laharis loiponim, that you have to be mevayah the timing of the halachas. Shenema ve'ilam mishpotim asher tosim lifneim. That it should be tosim lifneim like a shulchan aruch. It should be that they should understand the svaras of the halachas. Let us see Rashi. Uma'arein sheshama mimoyshe umistayim milsel iskayim v'liboy lahovin mayer. Moshe Rabbeinu heard from the Rabbeinu Shaloylam. So there's zicher a svara that one could understand quickly. Efe lahochi shama dalet pomim. Lahares leiponim lelamdoi loses tam bedvorov b'chel ashayucho. Whatever halachis he's able to explain the svaris, is mechuyev to. Loyoy mekach shomati. These are the halachis. Havein ato hatame atzmecho. No, lahares leiponim means one should give time him. V'chavei roi b'perek rishin shoye oimer al tomei toyer umar leiponim. The Rameya used to say, Al Tomei Toer, and used to give a svora beer, why it is that way. Asher Tosim Lifneyem, Bleiksiv Asher Talamdein, Tzorech Atal Lissader, Velosum Lifneyem, and a silver platter, Tam Amiyashev Talmudam. The reasons with this, they understand that what they had learned. Frag the Gemara. Will the Aile Kulu Bereshe Velilfu Mimoshe? That's Rashi's Gilsu. Dalet Zimna. Let everyone go in and learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu Lamaisa said it over four times. So let them all come in. They'll hear it four times from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, they lach like kovid la'arein. Ubonov the kovid liskeinim. So, besonder inyan of kveida teire. He says these were gedolei teire, so the hamayin am should not have the same preference like Aaron and the bonov. So, fakert there is such a seder that they have a din kedime. Frek the gemore v'neil Aaron v'nigmer mimoshe. Let Aaron learn from Moshe. V'le'alu bonov. V'ligmeru ma'aren. And then the bonim. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to say it over for everyone? Let Moshe Rabbeinu say it over for Aaron. V'le'al four times. V'le'alu bonov v'ligmeru ma'aren. V'le'alu z'keine v'lilpo mi'bonov. V'le'isu v'ligmeru l'kulu Yisrael. And for the Gemara, even the Moshe mi'pi agvuri gomar mistaya milse. So it's preferable that a kaponim klai yisol should once hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. Let us hear Rashi. Akulam bereish vil from Moshe dalat zimne v'lai labonu v'lil from Aaron dalat zimne v'hen kulam. So the Gemara said, no, this is the Seder. Oma ma Rabbi Yehuda oima la'olam Aaron limin Moshe chayza. Rabbi Yehuda said that even though when the Bonim came in, Aaron sat on the left of Moshe Rabbeinu, but later, when the Bonim sat down, so Aaron went on the right, and the two Bonim were on the left. Keman oz lohod esanye, And the Tanna Kamma held no, that Aaron remained on the left and one of the bonim was on the right. So the Gemara, Keman Oz Laha de Sanye Shloisha Shahoyu Mahalchim Baderech Horav Be'emza V'Godel B'Yiminoi V'Kotn B'Smoiloi. Leimer Rabbi Yehudi, because Rabbi Yehudi says that Aaron changed his place. He went to the right of Moshe Rabbeinu. According to the Tanna Kamma, Aaron was on the left and one of the bonim were on the right. Rabbi Yehudi, Leimer Rabbi Yehudi V'Loi Rabbonon. So the Gemara says, no, afilu Teimer Rabbonon. But the Rabbonon hold Mishum Tirche Da Aaron, we were not matriach Aaron to get up and to go to the right of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mishum Tirche Da Aaron, the Metchile Di Yochit Have. First, when he sat down, and Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Rabbonon of Loi Sagil, the loveless Mel Yosef. Then the din is that he had to sit on the left side. Later, when the bonim came and they also sat down, that's a very atirche to stand him up, and he should be yamin Moshe. You have to understand klar what the tirche is. Aval kaponim, that's what Chazal tell us. Rav Preide havalei ahu talmide, davetonilei arba meya zimni, vigoma. He had a talmid, used to teach him 400 times. In fact, this is very good according to Rabbi Kiva. There's no shir of 4 times. Shechayib odom l'shamis l'tamide achi ilamdenu. So Rav Preide was gebenched with a Talmud that after 400 times he understood it. After 400 times he got it. Yom achat bo'uya lemilse de mitzvah. One day, in the middle of the learning, they come and they tell him they want Rav Preide to come for a dvar mitzvah. Tonelei, Rav Preide geht noch nicht, and he's teaching. Now after the 400th time, yes, this Talmud, no, you got it, well, I go now. You know, he didn't get it. Why? All the time after 400 times you chap it. Why this time you didn't chap after 400 times? Omalei, so the Talmud told him that he shaita. The Omalei Lamar Ike Milsa the Mitzvah, when someone came in and told them that there's a Dvar Mitzvah, Aschoy Ledatoy, so I lost my concentration. He's going to get up, he's going to go away, so I couldn't concentrate anymore. So Memele, so that's what happened. Let us imagine the frustration of Rav Preide after 400 times. Omalei, he didn't get angry. Chav daitoch, listen now. Concentrate now. Va'asnilich. The Chedush HaMiri says very interesting. He said, mitzvahin mitzvah her, a preide was oisik b'mitzvah. He was busy teaching his Talmud, oisik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Hoda tonilei dalet meye zimni achine. Taught him another 400 times. Now this second 400 times it was meiridik. Pshat was that's already 800 times and he didn't get angry and garnished, he had the patience. It's mamish meiridik, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Nafke baskola Ba'omalei neichaloch de lisfaloch dalad me yeshoni, oi de tisku at vidoroch la'alma da'asi. What would you prefer? Would you prefer 400 years? You and your doyo should be zeiche la'alma da'asi. Omal de niskei ano vidorei la'alma da'asi. Omalan akadish bochu tnu loi zu vazu. Zot Rashi, Dalet Meir Zimni, Kol Pirke Mikami Deligmer. Every Perek, before he understood it, it took 400 times. Bo'uyeler apreide le'milse de mitzvah. Beshuke. Nofek baskel va'omaler apreide. Zog Taisvist, nu loi zu vizu, vohoda oma bepeik pascha de Megillah, shalu talmido ves rabbi preide be'ameh herachta yomim, omalhem yoylam loi kodmani odom lebeis hamedosh. Ailachayre, here we, it would seem from this maise, so Taisvist answers to Talut, so man teretz is hova ha gomoloi, inami boise sholo yoda shomle akadish bolchot nu loi zu vizu, Ad la'ach ha'shechai al b'mei yishone. He had a rich ha'shomen, but he didn't think. He had asked for something else. He didn't know that he could get 400 years. After the 400 years, then he knew that he could get to know. But like this, he was 150 years old. So he was eicher for a rich ha'shomen. So he didn't know that was because of this maise. The achronim ask a shayla. The Ramayisha Zachayin Avroch and Dibras Moshe, the Mir Rashiv Zachayin Avroch, Bachayim Shmolevitz, ask, the Gemara says, who Bnoi Lilmoid? So if he has a bigger Baal Kishrim than his son, so who Kaidim Livnoi? So how could Rav Preide be Mevala so much Zman for a Talmud? For the 400 times, 800 times, it's shrecklich, and imagine what Rav Preide could have accomplished in that time. So Rav Moshe says, and he brings a raya from our sugya, that just like in Gashmias, a person is mechuyev to be mafresh a chelek of his rechush, to give it litzdoke, so a person is mechuyev to be mafresh from his man to teach others, which are shvacha, even though he won't derive any benefit from this limut. It's only for Yenna. Yenna will gain. He won't gain. And he says, mestamet, just like the shir meiser is one-tenth, so the shir to be magdish in zman is also one-tenth of the time he has to learn. He should be magdish to learn with shvacher. And that was the maisa with Rav Preide. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that even though he didn't gain anything in Yediyas HaTorah, but he gained in Kainazayin the midah of Savlonis and Mesinis, that's an inyan of Shviras Hamidis, and thus, so that also was is an avoide. Each time teaching was a kinyan in Midas Hamasinis and Midas Sablonis. The Arizal says that what the Bnei Doirai was Zoicha La'ilam Haba, others Klara Shaila Bnei Doirai, it was Kvaldik if he lived 400 years, so there were so many people that was zeiche to Olam Haba. What's pshat in this Olam Haba? Barizal says it's a little differently. He says pshat in this Gemara is as follows. There are samach riboy shoroshei neshamis. 600,000 shoroshei neshamis. And each shayrish, there is samach riboy nitzaitzis for each shayrish. Now, the Bnei Doirai does not mean the people that lived in his Doir. The Bnei Doirai means these are the Nitzaitzis that came from this Shairish Neshama. And he says about, Kshaha Shairish Toiv, when the Shairish is good, Ba'avurai Niskinu Kol Ha'anofim. When the Shairish is strong, so the Mele, the Anofim that come out of the Shairish become Niskal. And that's what the Gemara says, that they were Zeicha Lo'ilam Haba, we shouldn't take it Kipshutai. He says, there is a B'chine of Neshamais Nidochais, that they lose out on the way. So the Davod Rav Preide was Megin, he was Mechazik the Shairish, was Pshat, is that all the Neshamish that belong to this Shairish, eventually would have a tikkun. That's pshat. Eventually through Gilgul, through Gilgul Neshamas, through other Eifanim, but that was the tikkun. That means they had to be mesakin themselves, but al kaponim there was a efsharus from everyone who belonged to this Shairish Neshama to be niska. Zukta Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Hizda. Ein Teire Niknis Elo Besimonim. Teire is Nikne Besimonim. Zukta Rashi, Simone Hashmueis, Zuach Azu. If one wants to remember how the Sugya goes, so there's a Simon, Besimone Chachomim, Keder Sheyesh Pashas. Umeisim Girse Desimone Befiem. So Yechazar Ein the Simonim, so when Yechazar Ein the Simonim, so with that you have an achize to the whole sugya. Shenema Sima Befiyam, Al Tikra Sima Elo Simne. Shomna Shoma Rav Tachlifa Mimarove, Ozel Omro Kami the Rababo. Oma, so Rababo told them, Atun mehosa masnisnulo, anon mehochi masnisnulo. Different makar, and makar from Novi. Atzivu locho tziyoyni, simu locho, asu tziyoynim lo teire. Umay mashme dahai tziyen lishne de simnu, dachsiv bero etzem odom abona etzloi tziyoyn, which is a simen. Rabbi Lezer oimer mehoche, Emel chokma achoisiyat, umoida lebino tikro. So what is this moida? I say moidoim leteira, something which will be meidia yuteira, and that's these simonim. That's moida. Rava Omar, I say moyadim leteira. I say moyed leteira. So the Masha explains that he held that. That just like keves and kesev are interchangeable, so moida and moyed is also interchangeable. So moida labina moyed labina tikra. Asay moyadim la teire. Zedrashi kavu itim la talmidechem sheyedu eis lovoi velishnois. That will ensure there should be a certain zman they should come. Another the other mefoshim explain. That means we have to understand if each one will come a different time, and the Rebbe explained it already, and others understand, and they're going to come later, they won't understand, so they won't have, there should be as man kavua kavu itim letalmidechem sheyedu eis lovei velishneis. Others say pshat, that here we learn out the makir of kviyas itim latoire, kva itim latoire, say moyadim latoire. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it's for the Talmidim. So the Mefoshim explain, I think the Anaf Yosef explains, because we're speaking about Amor L'Chochma, Abalabos, there's an Inyan of Kaveya Itim LaTorah. But here we're speaking about Amor L'Chochma Achoisiyat. Here we're speaking about a person who's Teirosi Amnosoi, that Chochma is Achoisoi, there's no Pirut Beinu L'Chochma. There's a gewaltige chibo beinoi le teure. So memele, so by him the inyan of moyed, you can't say by him the inyan of moyed is to keveye itim la teure. Fakert, he's learning the whole day. So we learn this is going on the Talmidim. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that, wants to be moysif, that could be moyed, one should learn the halachas, hilchas achag bechag, and that's where there'll be nikva beliboy. That's it, negeya lemaise, so this is an oifen, just like a simen is an oifen, that it's nikva beliboy, the moyadim, that the halachas are most negeya, is also, becomes more nikva beliboy. Vahainu da oma ravavdimi ba'chome ba'doise. May dechsiv, loy ba'shamayimi v'loy me'eva layomi, loy ba'shamayimi, she'im ba'shamayimi ato tzorich lalois achreo. Me'eva layomi ato tzorich lavoy achreo. Eine der Maravdimi sagt Rashi, od amom de zorich letroyach, olahamit simonim, olaharim betachbulois, kedeshet iskaim atoire beloim deho, that means you don't, I tried. You're supposed to be, have, use meiradik charitzes and ishtadlis to ensure that, that you should, that the teire should remain. Heine da avdimi de mafosh de yuke de kro, shim ba shemaimi tzorech ato lalai sachel. The teire did not patter by sukkah is a ptur mitzvah, but by the mitzvah of limud teire, there's no ptur mitzvah, shim ba shemaimi tzorech ato lalai sachel. Rova oma loi be shemaimi loi simotze be mi shemagbiyo idaito yoleo ka shemaim. What is the chilek between magbia datoy oleho and gasei haruach? So to say that according to Rove, loisimotze bishem magbia data yoleo, that means he's mizgoe with his hasoge in teire. So there, teire will not be, he won't be koine teire, teire won't have a kiyam by him. But what if he's tamazay agas ruach beinodem lachaveiroi? Or in teire he's taken on over, but another thing he's about gaive. So according to Rove, that is not a stir in Teire. It's a Chabal Gaive, but he won't lose out. If he's a Chabal Gaive in Teire, so then, loy bashamayimi. But if he's a Chabal Gaive, b'mili achrine, so then, according to Rove, that won't stir Teire. Rabbi Yochanan says, loy simotze begasa yaruach, period. V'loi simotzei b'mi shemarchiv datoi oleo kayom. What does that mean? So others say pshat, Marsho says pshat, shesoymech al datoi ve'enei choyzer al limudoi. That means he has a fanem and he won't forget it. So loi simotzei b'mi shemarchiv datoi oleo. Ashrei odom mefachei tomid, the Gemara says, ahu bedivrei teirik siv. Ker divrei teire, a person has to be mefachei. Tasoi veinecho boi veinenu, teire, one loses very easily. So mi shemarchiv data yoleo, that's like, he won't have it too long. Tagorim sachronim mechazrin ba'ayoreis. Tagorim be'iron b'mkoimon. Should not be nire most of the times. Most of the times he should be einay nire and should be chazering. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tonu rabono. Keitzad ma'abren es ha'orim. How are you ma'aber or how are you merabeya the orim? So the Baraisa says as follows. Arucha kemoishehi. If it is a long ear, so you leave it the way it is. Arucha kemoishehi. Agula hoisin lo zovis. Let us look in the Perish Chai. Agula hoisin lo zovis. So that is page 101. Picture 11. Agula oisin lo zovis. That if you have an ear that's ogul, so you make zovis keruches ha'ilom. And we see the aleph, a person gains the distance from the end of the eagle in the corner to the zovis of the ribua. Agula oisin lo zovis. Mirubas. So the first halach we don't understand yet. Aruka kamoy shehi. That if it's a long city, you leave it the way it is. The Gemara is going to ask, it's pshita, fashteitzer. Agula oisin lozov. See, we do understand the chiddush, that we do not measure the trum from a ir agula the way it is? No, you make first, you inscribe this circle in a square, and then then you make the tchum, the alpayimama from the square. Mirubas, if the city is a square, enoisin lozovis is also very unclear. If it's a square, so it has zovis. What does that mean, enoisin lozovis? The Gemara is going to ask this later. Haisa rechava mitzad echot. Let us look at page 102, picture 14. If the ear was rechava mitzad echot, ukitzara mitzad acher, something shaped like a pyramid, Rayan Isa Keilu he shove it. So we make that Keilu the sides are equal, and we make it a square. We take away the shipua of the year, and we make it a rabua. Hoya bayis echod yaitze kemin pogo. Let us look at picture 15. 15 we have here a shtot, and more or less a square shtot, and one of the batim goes out, juts out from the city, is oishnei batim, yaitzin kemin shnei pgumim, rayin oisan kiluchut masuach aleim. So we extend a chut from where they jut out to the end of that ruach, Umoideit mimenu ulaholon alpayim amo. That is picture 15. We extend the chut to the end of the ruach, and then we moided alpayim from that. Hoysa asuya kimin keshes. What is if the city was like a keshes, like a bow? Let us look at picture 16. 1617, the city is like a bow. That means that you only have the yairim on the two sides, but the middle is empty. Hoysa kemin keshes, oi kemin gam, or let us look at picture 18 on page 103. The city is like a gam yevonis, an upside down dalit. Rayan Isai Kehilo Himalaya Batim Vachatseres Maidid Mimenu Laholon Alpayim Amo. We have the picture, we draw an imaginary line side by the Gam Yevonis, we make it into a square, and by the Keshes we attach the two sides of the Keshes, and we make this middle holo. We make it like a square. Basmer the Ritva says, Agavuche, that just like we had learned before, that if the ear is a ear agula, you inscribe the ear into a square. That was picture 11 and 101. So Memele, by the Keshes, you also will inscribe the bottom chelik of the Keshes, you'll also make it into a square. Even though it's only a semicircle, but you'll make the bottom chelik into a square, and then by the middle you'll be seisim the whole ruach of the keshes. Now let us see Rashi. Arucha kemoishi. If you have a long city, you leave it the way it is. Lekama meforish. Agula oisin lo zovius. If it is a round city, you inscribe it in a square. When he wants to measure the tchumim of the corners, he should not measure from the wall of the city. He should add onto the city a square, kleimer. You should be marchik before you start measuring the tchum, the shear of a square. Domar binon peyes l'chol mili de Shabbos. We learn now from a posik that all hilchos Shabbos have peyes. V'achar kach yimdoi tchumei akronis. And then you'll start measuring the tchum of the corners. Shimbo lotzeis derech keren ha'ir. He wants to go out by the corner of the ear. Yistaker balichosoi. So he'll gain. And let's look at the picture. That's the picture on page 101. And we have here the arrow aleph. Shimbo lotzeis derech keren ha'ir. He'll gain. You don't start counting the 2,000 ames only when you reach the zavis of the square. Yistake balichosai revia. The merube yoiser al ha'igol revia. A square is a quarter more than an inscribed circle. Now the Rishash asks on this Rashi, what does Rashi mean you'll gain a revia? Now lechayre, the Rishash asks as follows, that let us, the diameter of the circle, the diameter of the circle is 2/5 less than the diagonal of the square. That's the diagonal is 1 2/5 of that, so of one of the sides and 2/5 more. So lechayre, if we want to figure out how much he gained by making the city end by the mokim hakronis of the ribua, he gained, and the way the pictures, he gained 1/5. He gained, because on both sides, you'll add on, if you want to figure out the whole length of the diagonal, so it's 1 2/5 more, so on each side you have 1/5 more. So, frekt the Rishash, so how did Rashi come to a quarter? That's the Rishash's kasha. Then the Rishash wants to say, that means if Rashi is going in the distance, that means he can go he gained this distance, he could go 1/5 more on each side. But how did Rashi get 1/4? That is the kasha. The Rishash wants to say, maybe Rashi means that, the Loshon Rishash is as follows. Im kavonosai, me igu do'ir at keren o'ribu she'kenek de'belachsoi. And if Rashi means that so much he's gaining, re'eini ele choymish min ha'ir. It's only 1/5 more. Lefi cheshbin kol amso b'ribu ha'amso b'ischumshi balachsoine. So how did Rashi get 1/4? V'ulay tzorch loyma im bo lotzois derech kalnei ha'ir. He wants to go through all 4 kronis. Ratzolayme de bechol akronis eine kol apeis yachad yila yisrein revi. I think he means to say, if an area we assume that the square that surrounds the circle is an area 1/4 more, so I mean all this area that's 1/4 more, that's the revia he gains. All this area does not go into the cheshbin of the trum. This becomes part of the city. So maybe that is pshat in the revia that Rashi says. That's what the Rishash says. Merubas, if it is a square city, ain't oisin la zovis, l'kama mafosh. If it has zovis already, so why should you make zovis? Hoysa rechova mitzadze, a ketzora mitzadze, royin oisa keilu hi shove. So we consider like it is merubik. Shebo limdoit hatchumim lemayrov eitzel. If we look at our picture 14, so shebo limdoit hatchumim lemayrov. He wants to be moided the tchum lemayrov. Eitzel keren marov is droimis. By keren marov is droimis, which say it's kotzer. He doesn't start the tchum there. He's malchik. If he goes towards Meiriv, at keneged chudo shel keren marov is svoinis hanim sheches v'yaitzeis lemeiriv. Because there, in the tzatzofen, it stretches out towards Meiriv. It's not the same distance like it is in the tzadorim. So mameli, you start measuring from where that ends.
Hoyser
Hoya bayis echot boilet mechaimisayir. One of the batim sticks out mechaimisayir. La'achas hatzdonim. Shebolim doit. Tchum tzofen eitzel keren marovis sefoynis. Sheina bayis boilet sham machik minachaimat keneged mokim shekola blitas abayis. Le keren mizrochis sefoynis. This is all in the picture. The Gemara held now that we have two batim in the same ruach, one on ruach Mizrech and one on ruach Meirev. If you have both, if you have both sticking out on the ruach tzofen, one le mizrach and one le mairev, so about the gewiss you should be meiseach achut. If one bias makes a hilchus mesiches achut, about the gewiss two batim. So we must go and test this. Hoisa asuya kemin kasha shein habatim. By a bow, so the string in the bow, that's the chevel akeshes, so there's no batim over there, it's empty. Oy kemin gam, gimel yevoni, osi kemin chof pshuta shalona, that's the Rishash's gil, so it's not a chof kfufe, it's a chof pshuta. Roy and the chof. Roy in oisai ke ilu himalaya batim. Kshebo limdoit tchumim min hatzofen, when he wants to be moided the tchum min hatzofen, let us look at picture 16. He wants to be moided tchum from tzadzofen, moided min hayeser. Now, yeser is the chut that attaches the two sides of the bow. So the imaginary yeser that we have on this shtot, that's where you start measuring the tchum. Ke'ilo ha'isa mukefes batim, like this whole area would be surrounded with batim. V'hadol bekeshes, a person who lives inside on the batim, by the keshes la'yascha limdoid mi beisoi, from his house, ule tzofen, going up to tzofen alpaim, alakol la'ir ada yeser shubalei kedalon amiz. The area of the city that is not, there's no houses there, that is not oilaloi min amide, this is all considered part of the city. This is the Bereis. It's the Zokta Gemara. Zokta Gemara, Oma Mar, Arucha, Kemoi Shehi. If it is a long city, so you measure the Tchum, Kemoi Shehi. Frag the Gemara, Pshite. I mean, why, Mehechi Teisi, should you shorten the city? So the Ritva said, the Gemara maybe had a Havamina, the Gemara knew could be all the time, Arucha was speaking about, that you're speaking about a rectangular city, but the Gemara maybe had a Havamina, maybe we'd square it off. So in order to square it off, we would make that the Oirech of the city should be equivalent to the Reiche, and we'll make the Tchumim accordingly. Back to Gemara, Pshit, Mahechi Teisi should do such a thing. So the Gemara now, like tzricha daricha k'tina, ma'u de temelitin la pusya ke'uke, I would think the other way around, that you make it a complete square. Let us look at picture 10, on page 101. I would think you make it a complete square. So ma'mele is kamash melon, that you don't make it a complete square, since it has zovius the way it is. So the tchum is measured now from the rectangular city. Zot Rashi, Arucha kemoishi pshita v'chisala al daitoch sheyiktzarena, tarich oktina k'tzoro birochbo, the width is shorter. מהו דתיים יחי ונו למזרח למהיר ועד שתיים מרובס יופי, כמה השמלון, כמה אישו מניח אינו יסוי. שהרי יש לו פייס. It has פייס the way it is. So ממילא we don't add on to the city. זאת גמר רבייתם מרובס, if it is a square city and אייסן לא זוויש, you don't make זוויש. פרק לגמר רבשיטה, if it's a square city, it has the זוויש. לאי צריכה דמרבה, it's stuck is a square city, ולאי מרבה או בריבוע אילו. But the city does not, is not squared according to the ריבוע של אילו. Let us look at the picture 12-13. That means that the ribu of the city, it's diamond shape. It's not going ke ribu shel olam. So memeiles, I would think that you put this into a ribu, that it has to be ke ribu shel olam. Because the psukim that we learn out, you need payas, it says pas kedma. So those psukim are speaking about that you cheshbon with the ribu shel olam. Paskeidma, Kasnegma, so Mamela, that's Ribuy Shalom. So I would think here you also have to go Ki Ribuy Shalom. So you have to go Ki Ribuy Shalom, so we'd put this into a square. Yeah. Mao the Temela Rabba Bi Ribuy Lom. Kamash Malon, that we don't do that. זאת רש, דמרבה ולוי מרבה בריבוי של אילם, שצפוין לו לצפן אילם, דרוימו לדרם אילם. אלוי מדס בלחסן. כמש מלון, on page 103, that on both רוחאיש you have a bias shutting out. מהו דתאים הם רוח אחס אמרינון, משני רוח יש לא אמרינון, כמה שמלון, that you make it שני רוח יש also. זאת רעשי, לא צריך לבייז רוח יש אחד לצופן ואחד לדורן. Let us see Taisvis and Afnindaladam and Beis. Im hoya bayis echad yoytzei kemin pogum. Nire de pogum echad nami, by one pogum royin ki ilu hoya pogum acha kenegda. By one pogum, when you draw the line, you extend the line like the should be the reichiv of that pegimeh. Kilo yepogum acha kenegdai, moischin chut aleim. Veloisha moischai bechut ba'alachsein. You don't make a chut ba'alachsein, that means you don't go from the pogum to the ba'alachsein to the other end. Adroisha echa, acha shalir. Though, because we learned the rechavo minatzata echot, reinesi kilo shove. Vagula kilo haisemerubas. So memele, so since that is pshat, so pogum echod means you make a straight line. So hashta pogum shaper, hashta pogum echod. If it's one pogum, you make a straight line. So if you have two batim jutting out of Adigavis, you would make a straight line connecting both batim. What do you need a second bias for? Zot the Gemara Vayka. Oysa asuya kemin keshes, oy kemin gam. Royin oysa ki ilu hi malaya batim vechatzeres, umoydeid mimena olaholon alpayim amo. Omar Rav Huna, ir ho asuya ki keshes. If you have a ir that is the size of a keshes, that is shaped like a keshes, in yesh ben shnei roisheho, Pochais me arbos alpayim amo, moidedin lo min hayesa. Vim lav, moidedin lo min hakesha. So let us look at picture 20. Picture 20 is that from both, you're looking at both Roshei Ha'ir, If you draw a line between them, you have lost tumim. That means from each Rosh She'ir, you're permitted to go 2,000 Amis. So you have between both the Rosh HaKeshes less than 4,000 Amis. So the tumim are moved la'zu bazu. Then we say, like it's one large ear, and one is a, then you measure the tum from the yesa. But, v'im lav, agavuch, it's a grais in the perishcha, he writes, sheyesh yoysem me'arbas alofim amah. That's not true. As long as there's a arbo alofim amah, dafke poches me'arbo alofim amah is moided in law. Because you have lost tumim. If there's arbo alofim amah, you're not moided anymore. Moided in law minakeshes. So that's picture 21. So that's what Rapun is saying. Irasu yekekeshes. Yesh ben shnei roshel poches me'arbo alofim amah moided in law min hayesa. So then we considered all one large city from the yesa, from the imaginary line that connects the two sides of the two Rosh HaKeshes. Vimlat, but if there is 4,000 Amis between the two Rosh HaKeshes, Moididin lo min HaKeshes. Zogt Rashi. Poches, Bein beiz roshe haino oirech mokim hayesa. This is the length of the mokim hayesa. Is pochais midaled alofim shetchum roisho ze. The tchum of this roish of the ear. Niv la besaych tchum roisho acher. Nasis ir achas. So that makes it one large city. Umoided in lo min hayesa. V'royin kilu him aleya bat v'im yoyser. But if it is more, it is 4,000 amis, him it's half an oyser liyas achas. Umoided in lo min akeshes. Lochol echod mi pesach beisoy. So then you'll start measuring mi pesach beisoy. V'chlal ho'ir hecholok shein boi batim min amidu. So then you start counting from the chlal ha'ir, that means the city ends in the cavity of the keshes, and the melan you start measuring when you're going towards tzofen, so you start measuring from the bat. Frag the gemore, umiyom arav hunahochi, that the shear to be mechaba to roshei ha'ir, is less than 4,000 amis, and that's sufficient. For Omar Rav Huna Choymas, Ha'ir Shenifritzo. Let us look at picture 22. We have here an ear. It was once a Choyme connected the whole ear. It was once this whole area was settled with Batim. Now, the ear got split in half. Now we have the ear is divided. So Memele, so Rav Huna said as follows. Choymes ayer shenifritzos, b'meyo v'arboim v'achas u'shlish. So if you have a shir of two kafifos, twice shivim ama v'shirayim, so then we say it is one large ear. If you have more than that, it's called two ayores. So memele, so why did Rav Huna say that the Shir Chibur is little less than 4,000 Amis? Here he says that the Shir Chibur is 2 Kafifes, which is 141 in the third Amis. Omar Rabbe Barula loikash kan beruach achas kan mishtei ruchais. It matters. So on the bottom it is one big ear. So memele, so then on the top you could be mechaberit with two trumim. If it's a little less than the shear of two trumay Shabbos. Mashenkin over here, since it's mefulish, by both sides of the ear there's a pirtz, it's mefulish. So here, in order to be mechaber, shtei ayores, you have to have b'meyav aboyim v'achas u'shlish. the Svas Emes declares what will be the din if that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Kosis Mefulosh on both sides. So he asks what will be the din if on one side you'll have 141 in the third Amis, those will be sufficient already. On the other side you can have 4,000 Amis. The Gemara's whole difference was because here it's only on one side and here it's not on one side. So if you'll have on one side 141 and a third, is that equivalent to Yir Sheyesh Bekeshes? Or the name, Yir Sheyesh Bekeshes Bechlal, there's no Pirtze between the bottom. So that's the Shaila of the Svas Emes. Zot Rashi. Chaim Asai, Shenifritz Ashir Bekuf Mamal Ashlish. Im Reiche Pirze Kuf Mamal Ashlish, Deine Shir Beis Kafi, Fischer Shivim Arme Vishurai. The Nasu, I think it should have said, Habeis Ayores Liyoy Sachas, with a hey. So then these two cities become one. Vayoyzi Mizula Zula Lachas Derech Zul Chutzaloi Noilulom Midaseir Min Aminyin. So this area does not, the whole Midas here does not come in a minion. Alma b'yaisim mikup mem alef ushlish havi avdolim. And for the Gemara, kan meruach achas. Irasu yoke keshes, eina mugdeles, elo meruach achas. Hilkach, so there the shears are the havi dalad alofim. Till dalad alofim, it's considered a chibur. Oh, the chayim is a shenibur, so b'shteiruch, he says, zukeneged zukama. We are speaking about that it is mefulish. Hilkach kishtei ayores nino. Chigoyin shein yishuv v'chlal ha'ir keneged bein ha'pirtzis. There's no yishuv at all. So it's a cholol. It's mefulish. So there, in order to connect the cities, the maximum shir is kuf mem aleph amo ushlish. Frag de gemorim. So what is the Chiddush of Rav Huna? The noisening Kaf of Lezu, the Kaf of Lezu. So the Chiddush of Rav Huna is Al Kaponim, by ear that was Mukif Choyme and was Nifritze, that these two Ayoris, you give each one Shivim Amav Vishirayim, and if with Shivim Amav Vishirayim for each one, you can be Mechaba both Ayoris, it's good already. Frag the Gemara, Omro Rav Huna Chodesim. Rav Huna said this halacha already, that you could be mechaber to ayores with kuf mem aleph amo ushlish. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows, noisnin kaf of le'ir, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, a ear, one ear, you don't measure the tchumim from the chaymes ear. First you give it a kaf, which is Shivim Amav Vishirayim. And then you start counting the Tchum. V'chachomim ha'imrim le'omru karfav elo bein shtei ayoreis. The Chachomim said, a single ear is not entitled to a karfav. A single ear, you measure the Tchum ha'ir from the chaymes ha'ir. When is a karfav given? If there's a shear between two ayoreis. Ve'itma Rav Huna mar kalf of lezu ve'kalf of lezu. So Rav Huna explained the Chachamim, by two ayores you give two kalfifes. So in order to be mechabel two ayores, as long as there are kuf mem aleph amu ushlish bein beis ayores, so memelitz called one begir. That's what Rav Huna says. V'chia barav o my nois malakalf ve'chalushneim. If there are two ayores, then you give one kalf. There's one here that doesn't have a kalfaf at all. So it's a machloikis. Rav Huna and Chiya Barav in the Chachomim. But Al Koponim, Rav Huna holds in the Chachomim that you mechabel two ayores with two kafifes. So why do we need these two memres of Rav Huna? One memre to explain Pshat in the Chachomim by two ayores, and one memre to tell me that Achoyim is a ir shenifritzom. So you mechabel the two tzadim with kuf mem aval of amo ushlish. It's mamish the same thing. And for the Gemara tzrich. The Ashmin and Hoche, if he would only tell me the aloche, of chaymesir shenifritze mishum davalei tzad hetamikor, over here was once one city to begin with. Now, so here we say, so it remains Beheteirei Harishain if there is a shear of two kafifas. Avol Hosam, but in the case of Mamish, two separate ayores, Eimalites, I would think that is Kufem Aleph Amo Shlish is not sufficient to give it a, to be mechabel two ayores, which were always two. The Ashmin in Hosam, if it would say over there in the Mishnah that by two ayores you give Kuf Mem Aleph Amo Shlis Mishum Detrikot Ashmishtayu, because these kafifas were used for the, this was an area for the Bnei Yair to be Mishtamish. So Memela, you need this area for the Tashmish Yair. So Memela, so therefore this area is considered as a chelik of the year. Avol hochid deloy tchika tashmishtayu, but over here in the middle of the year you don't need this area for tashmish. V'oraya, before everything broke down, so there were houses over here. So this area bechlal is not needed for the tashmish here. So I would think you're not some Memela, so there's no such din of chibur. The holding chibur of shtei kafifas is only when the kafifas are used and used and are needed for the tashmish here. Eimoloi tzricha. So Memela, so that's why we need both members of Rav Huna. Zot Rashi, umayka mashmalon, ibe beiz ruchais. If Rav Huna is speaking about beiz ruchais, the bad, like beiz ayore, saying, so this is the equivalent to the cities, amayish minan Rav Huna, meisen kafel lezu, ve kafel lezu. The shtei ayore, asmuch ezu lezu, we know already. The two cities, which are smuch ez nois, nim kafel, shal shivim ame, vishchaim lecholachas, li yizkir achas. Teile chabro ma yidei kafifes halolo lasoysen kirachas. Vavo bishen binyin bein ha kafifes is no bottom in between. The gamma kafifes atzmo neinem akofes mechitza lo shir kafif komo. We know already that the shir kafif is mechabel to ayores. So the Gemara brings down the Mishnah. Nois in kafif liyak shabolim deida tchumim meiniach leir avir shal shivim amo bishirayim shukiir. That levadatchum, that this is the dim of the ear, levadatchum, this is shittes rameya. The chacham amod ala beis ayoris lechabrum aydei kaf of shebineyem. The itma ravuna om ala kama mafosh pepirke plutai, the machloikis ravuna chibara. I ashmina b'chaim esir shen ifritza. Sifu would only tell me, chaim esir hosam kama ravun the kaf of lezu lezu lechabrum. Mishum dahav aluhu tzad hetami kore, because in the beginning, there was already a heta shoye kvari rachas. So Memela, I would say, so then we say the heta remains. But over here, the tchika tashmishtayu, beis ayores mamish, if you have mamish two ayores, tchika tashmishtayu, bechad kalfev. For both of them to be mishtamish in one kalfev, it's very ink. It's very crowded. Hilker kalfev, mechshiv lechol chad kir gufa. So therefore the kalfev is considered as part of the ear. The kibin the tzorich lo, v'abi ki ear, ki mechabri beis ha-kafifis, ki la yoritz mechuboris domi. So memelo we consider like both cities are mechuba. Avol hochdi rachasi, mekori ki mechabri koidim, shenivritza before, when there was one ear, havi kula melei. So the whole ear was full of houses. V'avisagi lo belav hayavit. So they were able to exist without this empty area to be used for a kafaf. Ashtanami loy nesav hayavir le tashmishan. Kamash malon, that no, that you could use this, to be mechaber the two ayots. Let us just finish the sugya. Zog the Gemara weiter. Vekama have bein yeser le keshesh. Zog the Rashi. Vekama ye avir hacholok min hayeser lekeshes. That means now the Gemara is going to ask, let us look at picture 21. Picture 21 that we have over here. Now let's look at picture 25. V'kam ave ben yeser lekeshes, rabbe baravuna oma alpayim amo. That means before we were measuring the oirech hayeser. Now the Gemara wants to measure how much is from the keshes to the yeser. So that's the Gemara Shaila. V'kam ave ben yeser lekeshes. Rabbe baravuna oma alpayim oma. Amo. Rove bereide rabbe baravuna oma. Afilu yeser me alpayim oma. Afilu it's more than alpayim oma. There's no distance. Amar abaye kevosei de rove bereide rabbe baravuna mistavre. The boy hoda osi derech bat. So Rashi, v'kami yavir hacholot min hayeser lekeshes. Domur moidin lo min hayeser ki leke harbos alofim bein beiz roshim. We said if there's less than 4,000 amis between the two roshim, we measure from the yeser. Alpayim, avol yeser me alpayim. Kiven de mechin nofak mi beisoi. Hoylech loy tchum sholem mikame de limte liyesa. Before he can reach the yesa, he has to first go more than a tchum sholem. Meshchina loy min hayesa. That was the svar of Rabbi. And Rabbi said, the boy hodarosi lamokam hayesa, he could reach the yesa. Der chabatim sovi vakeshes. Yochel lahalech hachemegim lechem in arosh, misham yochel lahalech arosh yacha. Shetrumeim the blame is abezet. Like even the behet a yoch lahak lahalech lamokim a yeses ulay osalay oirech acholik the shavye kishtei a yoris vaynoisek ilimaleyo batim vachatzeris.